Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking BSE as a non-event in just a moment.
Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cow herd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots. Sale catalogs and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
In 2003, it was a big deal. In 2018, nope, not a big deal at all. We're talking about the report of BSE found in a U.S. cow that came out about a week ago. And Dr. Glenn Tonger says it shows that we've come a long way since that initial cow that stole Christmas.
Yeah, so this is, I believe, the sixth case of BSE we've had. The first would be the cow that stole Christmas, December 2003, which all our listeners remember, and we've had a few since then. I am not a disease expert, so I'm not going to break down, you know, how the disease works and so forth, but as I understand it, this is a rare occurrence, but it does occur, and it tends to be in older cows, at least in our industry. So it does happen. You know, the mere fact we found one isn't, quote-unquote, the end of the world. What I think the lesson here is the animal was found before it entered the, you know, slaughter chain process. So there was no entry into the food supply. So there's no food supply concerns, no, you know, human health concerns that are tied to this event. And quite frankly, the market did not react much to the announcement compared in particular to the December 2003 case, which was our first. And I think there's some, you know, wins and lessons that are embedded in that. There was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that followed that 2003 event. We lost the Asian markets. We learned a lot from a pure science perspective of how BSE works and how to monitor for it and how to make changes. But probably just as importantly is how to communicate on these kind of events, how to, you know, be ready. There's different, you know, industry groups that are often interviewed. Their message was clear and ready to send out. And I think that helps stem the tide against concerns on the food safety front and maybe keeps countries from having, you know, interest in blocking our exports. And those kind of things are very different. So I think sometimes it's important to pause. And even though it was a non-market event in many ways, that in itself is a win.
Now, Dr. Tonger says there is a foreign animal disease that is moving the needle right now, African swine fever. Not so much for the beef industry, but for the pork industry. But he says beef producers need to take note of it and learn some lessons as well.
Now, we're up, as I understand it, the eighth reported case occurred on Labor Day in China. We've had several over the last 2.5 weeks now, and we don't know how many more there's going to be. But for quick context, China is a huge pork producer, a huge pork consumer. You know, there's lots of animals there that are being impacted. The uncertainty is how big this event will be. To a certain extent, even globally, will it hit the U.S. and other major pork-producing countries is of concern. And there's lots of reasons that we need to be concerned about that that are probably obvious to our listeners. But I'm also going to highlight that we are in a global marketplace, and there's actually a spike in the CME lean hog contract following the first couple announcements, because potentially the U.S. benefits from this. If there's an adverse event like this that occurs in China, and we are fortunate enough to not have that event on the ground here, then all else equal, we might be positioned to benefit. If the world wants pork and some of the pork production is being hit, if we have it and others don't, that can help our marketplace. So there's a lot of points in that. One is we are in a global marketplace. You see the markets respond to that. The second part would be we don't really understand how biosecurity investments are made by livestock producers, how effective they are, what public-private incentives we need to help keep diseases like this at bay. And there's more questions than answers in that space. And if there's one take-home I want to leave everybody with is animal diseases matter. We had the BSE event, you know, that was quote-unquote a non-market event, but we have decades of lessons around that specific issue, right? So we've learned the market doesn't react quite the same. African swine fever is a different beast, and I'm not the disease expert here. It's a different, you know, actually even species we're talking about. But we are in a global marketplace to where when you have an event on one country's, you know, production system, it shows up as an impacting others. And I think it's important for folks to recognize, because some wish we weren't in as globalized of a world as we are. But I think this is case in point, we are in a global marketplace when it comes to meat and livestock and many other things, and we need to remember that.
Dr. Glenn Tonser, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 25th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 6th, 7th, and 8th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.